The Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tested by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone.'" Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil led him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command the angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is said, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Well, it's good to be back with you all on a Sunday after a most interesting Ash Wednesday with the slush falling from the sky that eventually turned to however much ice it turned into on the ground for it all to disappear pretty much the next day. But I suppose that's March in Wisconsin for you. And for those who missed the email announcement, we ended up canceling our Ash Wednesday service due to this weather. And really, it becomes a matter of safety for those who live on unpaved roads who already have difficulties driving in darker conditions. It just it becomes safer to just cancel it for everybody. So instead, Paige and I put together a shorter, condensed service that can be found on YouTube or on our website. And if you haven't seen that yet, then and would like to, then I do invite you to go and watch that. Not right now. But perhaps after the service, you can go and watch that if you would still like to. But I bring this all up because Ash Wednesday is the beginning of our Lenten season. And because we didn't get to gather together in person in the same way, I do want to share with you what is part of that service, is our invitation to Lent that really helps to set up the season that we're going to be in for the next few weeks. And if you did already watch the recording, then you've already heard these words, but repetition is okay, right? So hear these words. Friends in Christ, today, Wednesday, with the whole church, we enter the time of remembering Jesus's Passover from death to life. And our life in Christ is renewed. We begin this season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for God's mercy. We are created to experience joy in communion with God, to love one another, and to live in harmony with creation. But our sinful rebellion separates us from God, our neighbors and creation, so that we do not enjoy the life our Creator intended. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to a discipline that contends against evil and resists whatever leads us away from love of God and neighbor. I invite you, therefore, to the discipline of Lent, self-examination and repentance, prayer and fasting, sacrificial giving and works of love, strengthened by the gifts of word and sacrament. Let us continue our journey through these 40 days to the great 3 days of Jesus' death and resurrection. Now I want you to pay special attention to close to those last bits, right? Because that's what we're being invited into during this season. Self-examination and repentance, prayer and fasting, sacrificial giving and works of love. And to set up the season on the first Sunday in Lent, we are gifted with a story of Jesus doing just that. Sundays, by the way, if I can go on a little side tangent, which I can because I'm the one that's up here, do not count as part of the 40 days of Lent. If anybody grabbed the children's bulletin back there, it has a fun little calendar on the front and actually explains a little bit of this. And if you open up your calendars on your phones and count all the days between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday, you might notice that there's 46. You might be going, Pastor Joseph, I know you're not very good at math, but 40 does not equal 46. And that's because in the season of Lent, Sunday remains a day where we recognize the resurrection of Christ. Every Sunday is a little Easter Sunday and therefore is not counted as one of the 40 days of Lent. So we have 40 days of Lent, not counting every single Sunday. So go back and count again, but count Monday through Saturday and you'll get your 40 days. Anyway, side tangent over. We have Jesus in our reading today, full of the Holy Spirit, being whisked away into the wilderness by the Spirit. And now my colleague, Pastor Karen, down in Baraboo, invited the rest of us pastors into pondering how often we too end up in the wilderness, even when we try to avoid it. And now I responded saying that it's actually pretty easy to avoid the wilderness. You just go to the Great Wolf Lodge or any of the other resorts in town. Come on, that was funny. I see some of you with straight faces. How was it? I'll just remain a pastor, I guess. But she was making a good point, right? That we do all find ourselves in our wildernesses where we didn't expect to be, but we end up there because it's where God needs us to be rather than our own planning. And our response to ending up in this wilderness is important. We can choose to run, but we know what happens when we try to run from God's call in our life. If we just peep at the story of Jonah real quick, who gets swallowed and then, right, thrown up by a fish as he tries to run from his duties given to him by God. Or we can freeze with fear when we end up in our wilderness. Peep the story of Moses as he stands there making excuses to God. But God, I don't speak very well. But God, I can't do this. But God. And God, in turn, shuts down every excuse that Moses comes up with. Or we can go with the secret third option, and we can lean into it. We can lean into whatever wilderness that God, through the Spirit, has led us into. Because we see in this situation that the Spirit may have led Jesus into this wilderness, but Jesus chooses to stay because he saw the bigger picture of what was to come at the end of this journey. He knew what he was walking towards, what we should all be walking towards during our own journeys. To strengthen our relationship with God, which allows all of our other gifts to flow for the good of the world. Now, there are a lot of people during this time of Lent that use this time for self-improvement, much in the same way that they use a New Year's resolution, right? To give up chocolate or gluten or to do something else like that, whatever have you. But we have to ask the question, in any situation like that, in what way, right, does this practice reflect the action of Jesus Christ? So what is really going on here? In our reading from Luke, Jesus doesn't eat for 40 days. And at the end of the 40 days, Scripture makes it clear that Jesus is feeling the hunger pains from not eating. And the devil comes by and says that you can easily end this pain by turning this rock into bread and eat. Now, whether Jesus was intentionally fasting for those 40 days or simply had nothing to eat while in the wilderness, it becomes clear in his next words that he was doing this more than simply just giving something up. For he turns to the devil and quotes a very specific passage from Deuteronomy, saying, "One does not live by bread alone." Jesus's fasting and resisting food was not just for his own sake. It wasn't just to give something up and for self-improvement. He did not put himself through this pain just for his own gain. This wasn't a sign of Jesus' inaction. Instead, what we see is Jesus' activity of turning away from one thing and choosing something else. In that moment, he chose not to do what is easy because instead he is choosing to build his relationship with God. To say one does not live by bread alone, he's saying we also need God. We also need this relationship in a deep, deep way. In the same way, when we develop our own practices, when we do our fasting, our act of giving something up, it ought to be for the benefit of strengthening our relationships with God and the world around us. And I often frame what we do during Lent as Lenten practices rather than just fasting or asking you, what are you giving up for Lent? To try and emphasize this idea that one should adopt something more productive. Now, a little secret that I'll let you in on, that no matter what you call it, it still involves giving something up, right? Say you want to adopt a practice of, say, praying the catechism every day during Lent. You're still giving something up. Your time that you would otherwise be spent not in prayer, right? But it's a reframing that I think helps a lot of people. We do these things because they are vital to our faith. This time that is spent in strengthening our relationship helps us to be more prepared when we do face those eventual temptations in life that do try to pull us once again from the love of God that is found in Jesus Christ. And though we know that nothing can truly separate us from this love, as it is promised, we also know, right? We know when this relationship isn't all that it can be. While there isn't separation truly from God, we know when it's not what it can be. When there's this emptiness or as if something is missing. And we know when we have messed up again and when there's need for repentance. Right? We know. But folks, that is where we are met once again in the cross of Jesus Christ. Because to be strengthened in this relationship isn't to claim our own perfection in God, but it's to recognize the perfect love that is found in Jesus Christ and that has been given to you on a daily basis. A strengthened relationship with God is to recognize our own perfection. And yet, despite this, that God in Christ Jesus has seen something beautiful about our humanity, enough to go to the cross for our imperfections. To build this relationship with God during the season of Lent is to walk towards more fully recognizing what it means to be a beloved child of God that has been marked by the waters of baptism through the cross of Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.